Okay, so welcome back on Wake Up with the Wolf Pack. Okay, so like you see on the chat, I'm going to talk about 8 lessons that people learn a little bit too late in their life. Okay, so I really want this call to make me more interactive. Okay, in the sense that if you feel that, oh, I live in that situation, or I like, just talk to me in the chat. Okay, I really want to see if you can relate about all the lessons that I'm going to talk to you today. So let me just open this. Okay, perfect. I don't know why it's... Okay. Perfect. So the first one... I don't know. Okay, perfect. So the first one is important people come and go, and that's okay. Okay, I know that a lot of people want to, you know... always be with the same friend. They always want to be with their family. They always want to help every single person. But for some reason, sometimes people are okay with their situation. You know what I mean? Some people don't put the work, don't put the effort to take them away from that situation. And sometimes we're just like, you take the responsibility to help them, to give them a better solution, to give them money, to give them this and this. But at the end of the day, if they really don't want them first, like, it's hard to help someone that don't want it. You know what I mean? So unfortunately, the most important people in your life can become stranger. You know, for example, in that business, when you start, you know, having your online business, or, you know, when you are getting out of your comfort zone, sometimes people are just like, who are you? Why are you doing that? What is this online business? Why this? Why this? So they question you so much that you are just like, oh, you start questioning yourself. But at the same time, if you start something better for yourself, they should support you. You know, maybe they understand, but they should support you. Like, they should support you, you know? So somebody that you know for many years and million years, they can become the most stranger person. And that can be the opposite too. Maybe you just met someone that can become overnight the most important person in your life. So it can be in both sides, you know? And this process can hurt, but you need to accept this process because it's going to serve you. It's going to give you better people in your life. It's going to bring you more better situation for you. So maybe this process can hurt yourself or hurt your feelings and, you know, question yourself. But at the end of the day, you know that if you are doing this move or if you are welcoming this new person is in your life, it's because you want something better. Okay, so for example, again, I always take the business for example, but when you met a huge community that really want to help you, that really want to serve you, that really want to answer all of your questions and help you to go through a goal, this is something new for a lot of people, because usually they are with a circle of people that don't necessarily support them or help them through a goal, you know? So you need to make the process that maybe you're going to follow new people, and maybe you're going to just stop, not talking necessarily, but just have less time with those people, you know, because for some reason they're not serving you. You know, they are not serving you. So just be aware of that. And like I said, it's going to be sometimes hurt, like it's going to hurt yourself, your feeling, but just know that it's going to be just better for you. Okay, so this was the first one. Sorry, my eyes, I don't know what is happening, but just worry. But anyways, the second one is your diet isn't just for what you eat. Okay, so like as you get older, you realize again that your diet, it just isn't just what you are eating. It is what you are watching, what you are reading, who you are following, and who you're spending your time with. Okay, so it's especially in all the area of your life, because I know that when we think about diet, it's just okay, so I need to be healthy, I need to, you know, eat like better food, I need to, you know, move my body, of course, because when you pour into yourself first and when you move your body, you're going to increase your energy, even if you don't want. Like, guys, I wake up at 5 a.m. to go to the gym. I don't know why. Like, I don't have to go to the gym at 5 a.m. You know, I don't go to the gym at 5 a.m., but I wake up to, you know, prep myself everything, but I don't have to, but I feel that I have way more energy. Like, I want to have a better shape. I want to be the better, my higher self. And I know that my higher self go to the gym. So I need to go to the gym, you know? But having a diet is not just about your physical appearance. Okay? So when we say that what you are watching, like, I don't mean that you need to stop watching TV or Netflix. Like, I get it. You know, if you want to entertain yourself, you can do it. But for some reason, some people are listening, like, movie that if you are feeling not good about yourself, or it just like scare you, or you're just questioning yourself, like, don't watch those type of movies, you know? So find something that you want to watch, because it's going to serve you. It's going to give you some example in your life. It's going to give you some example of experience. Just watch good thing. And again, I get it. Sometimes you just want to go to the movie and watch a scary movie. I get it. No, like, you can have fun at the same time. But for some reason, some people are watching like weird stuff. Okay. So just be aware of that. After, what you are reading. First of all, are you reading? Okay, that's the first question that you should ask yourself. And what I mean by reading, and even me, I really need to work again on that, because I hate reading. I'm going to be straight up. I don't like, I'm going to fall asleep. I don't know. So you need to find something that you love reading first. Maybe it's going to be a topic. Maybe it's going to be a certain author. I don't know. You need to find something. And when you find something that you enjoy reading, try to have a certain discipline. I mean that, for example, me, that I really don't like reading. I will not read like 50 pages. It's going to be one chapter or two. It depends on how I'm feeling. Okay, I'm working on reading 2 chapters every single day. And I don't care if one chapter is 5 pages, it's one chapter. And if the chapter is 10 pages, it's going to be 10 pages. Okay? So find something that works for you. If you are in the same situation as me, that you don't really enjoy as much reading, okay? Maybe for you, it's going to not be the morning. Maybe it's going to be at night, because you're going to just relax and you enjoy reading. So just find something, okay? But you should really read and just do your personal development. Just do your personal development, and that's going to be great for yourself. Again, who you are following. And who you spend the most time with. So it's a little bit like similar as the first one. So just be aware. And sometimes you don't even realize that, you know, you are the average of the 5 people closer to you. So maybe it's going to be your parents. Maybe it's going to be your girlfriend. Just be aware. And sometimes we don't see it at first, because you're always with the same people. So you always have the same feeling, you always do the same action, you always see the same thing. But at some point, just analyze every single thing that you're doing every single day. And if you're just feeling down and you don't know what you're feeling, this certain feeling, ask yourself, like, I was with this person, I was doing this, like, why am I feeling this way? You know, because again, maybe it's going to be your friend that you've been friend for like 10 years. And it's going to hurt you to just like have the conversation with them. Like, okay, so I'm going to maybe have less time for you because I want to focus on my business. I want to focus on my goal, blah, blah, blah. So if your goal is to have, for example, a healthy mind, you need to remove all the thing. You need to work on yourself. Again, having a healthy mind is not just by eating like good food. You know, you are with your own person every single day, 24/7. So pour into yourself. Like, do good things for your own self first, for your inner self too. Okay? Because I heard at the radio, I think yesterday, that during the day, like, in average, we are, like, I think, I don't know what to say, but for all the day, during 5 hours, we are trying to prove ourselves. Like, when you're going at a certain place, you want to look good. Usually you're gonna do this, but now you know that some people are looking at you. So you want to do more. You want to look better. You want to the people talk about you. So I heard at the radio that during all the day, like, on an average of 5 hours, we want to prove ourselves. We want to do better. 5 hours. Like, that's a lot. So especially maybe for people who are working at 9 to 5, have to go to the office, you want to look good, you want to look the part, you want to see, you want to people to look at you and love yourself. So put those 5 hours on a personal development on how you can become better, because it's not just for other people. Like, for example, I put makeup, but not for other people, I don't care. I put makeup because I want to feel good about myself. And when I have makeup, I'm gonna be way more productive. I would not go back to bed. No, you know, so try different things that gonna make you move, okay? The next thing is you have to let people down to be happy sometimes, okay? So you have to let people down to be happy. Like sometimes you need to be selfish. And I don't know why some people are just like, oh my God, it's so a bad thing to be selfish. I don't feel that is a bad thing in a certain way. Like, don't be too much, okay? But I don't feel that be selfish sometimes is the best thing that you can do for yourself. It's the best thing that you can do for a goal. Be selfish sometimes. Put yourself first. So you and your mental health are the most important. Like, you can have the best career, you can have the most money, okay, but your mental health is the priority. We don't care about other people's opinion, we don't care about what they are saying. You need to put yourself first, okay? Because I'm sure that, for example, if you are waking up like, you know, a little bit behind and you're just always on the go, and now your kids, your husband, they're just asking you questions and you're just like, you know, on the like crazy mood, you know that it's going to affect all your day. I don't know for you, but when you wake up late and you know that, okay, I have to do this, the kids and that, and you are just always running after the time. So when you are in that type of mood, like, don't ask me questions, don't talk to me. I'm like that. Like, in the morning, like, don't talk to me. I have this and this and that. Like, don't ruin my mood. So you know how you are as a person. So let them know. Like, let the other people know too. You know, if you know that you in the morning, you are way more productive. You don't want to be, how can I say? Like, you don't want to people ask a question or get back to you. Just tell them. So from, 9 to 11. Don't talk to me, please. After, I'm going to be all for you. Sometimes I'm doing that. Like, I don't want someone to come in my room or ask me questions. Like, I'm not here. I'm away. Like, don't ask me nothing. Because if someone asks me questions or call me or this and that, it's going to take me like 20 minutes to get back on what I want. So if you are like that, if you don't tell them, that's normal that they come to you and ask you question and you are just like all over the place. But if you let them know, you're just like, for this, like, from this time, I'm not here. Like, I'm not in the house. You cannot talk to me. Just tell them. Okay. So if you are taking care of yourself and you are letting down all the people that don't serve you, that you are just feeling drained, that are just like so heavy for yourself, that don't serve you, you're going to be more happy. It's going to hurt yourself first, but you're going to be way more happy. Your self-love must be like stronger than anything. Your self-love must be stronger than your desire to be loved by other people. Like I said, we are like during all the day, 5 hours to prove other people. You should prove yourself first. Like, those 5 hours, do affirmation, do gratitude, talk to yourself in a nice way. Not to other people. Of course, be nice with other people, but don't pass 5 hours to prove yourself to other people. That don't serve you. It doesn't serve yourself. Okay? So just change that way of thinking. Just focus on your self-love. The next one is never let rejection lead to self-rejection. So never let rejection lead to self-rejection. Okay, as a person, as a human being, we're going to always experience like rejection in all different situations. And a lot of people have this fear of rejection. And if someone has this fear, those people tend to be pushed or run away from situation, from getting out of their comfort zone, because they are so scared to be maybe rejected that they're gonna just do nothing. And maybe you are that type of person. Maybe you know someone. Maybe in certain area of your life, you are like that. So for example, when I started my business, I was so shy on social media, like, whoo, doing a story, I will like not cry, but almost doing a live. Oh my goodness, I will cry for real. So I was so scared of being rejected. I was so scared of what other people can say about me. I was so scared. Oh my God, this person in high school and this person at my work, but who cares? Like, who cares? Yes, exactly. So those people who have this fear, they're going to run away from situation. They're going to run away from opportunity. They're going to run away to get out of their comfort zone. Because in their subconscious mind, they're already rejecting. You know, it's already done. They're already rejected by all the people, but it's not the truth. It's not the reality. They never tried. They never, you know, have the opportunity to just try it one time and see how it's going. Because in reality, if you are someone who always reject other people, because you have this fear too, so it can be on both sides. If you always reject other people, other like opportunity, like situation and what you can have, you have this fear too. So if you have fear of being rejected, just do it. Just try. Just do something more. And you're going to see that as much as you're doing this process, you're going to feel way more better. You're going to not be as shy. You're going to not have this fear anymore. But you have to take the action to actually do it. That's the first step. Because so many people are just like talking, yes, I'm going to do it. Yes, this and that. But do you actually do it? That's the real question. The next one is own your responsibility, so own your future. You are not responsible for all your trauma, but you are responsible for breaking the circle, the pattern, and not hurting more people because of what happened to you. You know what I mean? So many people, because of one situation, they're going to always be in that pattern. They're going to always be in that circle, like negative circle. And this can affect so many other people too in your life. So you cannot change what happened in the past. You cannot control nothing of that. But you can take action on how you can break this circle and not be hurting more people because of what happened to you. It's not because it's happening to you one time. It's going to happen to all the planet. It's going to happen to all their family. That's not true. Okay? You will never control your future if you let your present be controlled by your past. I'm going to repeat one more time. You will never control your future if you let your present be controlled by your past. What happening yesterday may not be your responsibility, but how you can behave today, it is. How you can change today to make it better is your own responsibility. So focus on what you can control, basically. That's it. Focus on what you can improve. Focus on what you can be better. And that's it, guys. So let the past in the past, this is their place. Like the place of the past is in the past. You will never control the future if you always in the past with your mind. You cannot move forward. You cannot like take many steps. Okay, so just control what you can control. And the other thing, you're going to figure out on the way. It's going to disappear. Don't focus on that. The next point is quality over quantity. So quality over quantity. Life is always about quality, not quantity, in so many different of your life. So one quality friends can give you way more in your life than having like 50 fake friends. Maybe you know, maybe you are someone like that you have so many friends, like you have so many groups, like at your job, in your high school, now, blah, blah. But can like how many real friends you have? How many real friends support you? I don't know. One quality relationship can give you way more than always have like one week, 2 months, 1 year. Okay? One quality experience can give you so many breakthrough than just going in and out, and trying something. Oh, it's not working, not being all in, and trying something new, trying a new business, trying this. No. So always be all in all the relationship that you have with the people. And don't focus on having too many. Like, at some point, it's not serving you, you know? So find the people that are really serving you. And if you are questioning yourself, like, oh, is this person is helping me? If you are questioning about this person, the answer is no. Because for me, the people that are helping me, I don't have no doubt about it. And the people who are not serving me, I don't have no doubt. I know exactly who is serving me and who is not. And the people who is not serving me, they are not in my life anymore. So you need to make this process and accept that you need to go from this process to just have a better life. So just focus on the people that are serving you, and that make you feel good too. Okay? The next one is fairy tale will make you unhappy. So don't always think about that. Being obsessing over the thing that society say that you're supposed to be, that you're supposed to do this, what always the society tell you, this will not help you with your happiness. Actually, it will kill your happiness, basically. So don't always listen to what other people are saying about your life, about, okay, so you have this age, so you should be at this place. Okay, so you have this money, you should be making, like, no. Don't listen to anybody, because you are the best person to know what is good for yourself and what is good for your future. Okay? So you don't necessarily have to go to the university if you are 18. You don't have to get a job because you are 21. You don't have to buy a house because you have 25. You don't have to get married because you are at 30. You don't have to kill me. You don't have to. Every single person is different. And your path to happiness will be different too, and that's okay. That's why we are different person. That's why we are a planet with so many people, with so many personality, with so, like, that's okay. And that should be like that. You should not follow someone just because you want to be that person and you want to have the exact same life. You should be inspired. You should, you know, be motivated by this person. But at the end of the day, you are the best person in your life to know exactly what you need to do to have the happiness, to be happy. Okay? The next one is fun is yours. Okay? If you want to enjoy your life, don't subscribe to other people's definition of fun. And that's a good one. Okay, it's not because this person is having fun by doing that you have to do it. It's not because this person is doing that and you see on social media that she's super happy or he's super happy that, oh, I'm going to try that. Maybe I'm going to be happy too. Because again, on social media, we show what we want. Some people are going to be their real life. Some people are going to be always the good side. So don't be... how can I say? Like, don't be sold on everything that you see on social media, okay? Because it's so easy to just, you know, just show the best part of your day or show the best thing that's happening for you. But at the end of the day, it's not because this person is doing that, oh, this is the definition of fun. You don't know, okay? Fun doesn't have to mean like drinking, partying, always going out, always looking cute, always having the best of the best, always making big money. No, some people, this is not the definition of fun, and that's okay. It's the same thing with success. It's not because for one person, success equals that your definition of success is that. And actually, you should have your own definition. Like when you start something, when you even like when you are starting something new, like if you are starting a new sport, what is your definition of this sport? Maybe it's just for having fun, maybe it's just for move your body, but for some people, the exactly same sport is going to be to be an athlete, to have to do some competition. You never know. You know? So you need to find things that make you feel good and that you have your own definition. Okay? Fun can be, you know, having a night in, you know, just reading a book, having a deep conversation with your loved one, going for a walk, like having, like, I don't know, doing some art at home, like paint, like listening to music, just have one drink at home with your friend, be with your sister, I don't know. And this is your own definition. And make sure you define it. Because again, it's so easy to just compare yourself. It's so easy to just look at social media and see what other people are doing. And oh, she's having so much fun. I'm going to try. And now you are trying the exactly same thing and you are not, you don't have the same feeling. And now you are questioning yourself. You are asking if you are good enough and why this. No, you don't have the right circle. You don't have the right pattern in your mind. Okay, so just find what is the definition of fun for you. What is the definition of success for you? What is the definition of friend? Okay, that can be applied in so many areas of your life. And actually, you should define every single thing. Like even family. You know, like what, like the first thing that comes in my mind when I say family is, okay, I have a kid, this and that. But maybe for you, you don't want kids, like, you love kids, but you don't, like, you are not at this place right now, and that's okay. And your definition will change every single year. Because if you are doing your personal development, and if you are always getting better, maybe your definition of success is going to be like, I don't know, having a online business, having success, making, I don't know, $1,000 every single month. But when you achieve this rank, or when you achieve this goal, and when you achieve this amount of money, maybe it's gonna be, oh, I need to change my definition. And actually, your definition of success, fun, money, family, it should change, because you should change. So it's always together, you know. So if you change, and if thing around you starting to change and improve, and you are starting receiving blessing and attract better thing, your definition will change too, of course. It's going to always change. Okay? So that's it for me, guys. This was, I'm going to just repeat one more time, the 8 months. So this is 8 lessons that people learn too late in their life. And like you see, this is super simple. This is not like crazy concept and, you know, like, in no, because sometimes the basic stuff are the thing that you need to remind yourself. So important people come and go, and that's okay. That's okay. Control what you can control. The second was, your diet should isn't just what you eat. It's what you are watching. Of course, what you eat, but what you're reading, who you are following, who you spend time with. The third was, you have to let people down to be happy sometimes. Be selfish, please. Be selfish sometimes. Put yourself first. Have self-love for yourself. The next one is, never let rejection lead to self-rejection. I think this is my first, like my favorite. Okay, don't have this fear so much that you don't know what to do with your life, that you don't take new opportunity, that you don't get out of your comfort zone. No. The other one is, your own your responsibility, so you're going to own your future. You will never control your future if you let your present be controlled by your past. This is a very good caption, actually. After, quality over quantity, and fairy tale will make you unhappy. Okay, so that's it for me, guys. I hope you learn new things that can apply in your life, in your personal life, with your business. So you're going to be able to listen again to the podcast on Spotify or Apple Music, and see you next week. Bye, guys.